You are listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor Robert Marsbach. We believe that these devotions will encourage and strengthen you. So tune in, connect, and be blessed. For any more information, please visit us online at lifechurchuk.org.
Welcome to Live Devotions, and thank you for joining me today. When He Appears is the title of this devotion. Here in 1 John chapter 2, verse 28, it says, "Now, little children, abide in Him, that when He appears," the title of this devotion, "we may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him at His coming." One of the great powers of the early church was their expectation, their hope, that undaunting force of encouragement to look to the coming of the Lord. It was strong in the early church, and that helped them to not be distracted when they lost their possessions, when they lost their loved ones and their lives, because they knew that they knew that they knew this is a temporal life and Jesus is coming. For He is eternal life revealed in us as He comes to fulfill all God's promise of a new heaven and a new earth, of which He has made us a part. And we now have a down payment as a surety that we are heirs of that new life. And they had this hope that was constantly revived by the Holy Spirit and by the preaching of it as the people went through difficult times and lost everything in those days. It says in Hebrews chapter 10, they gladly accepted the spoiling of their goods, for they knew they had a better and lasting possession awaiting them in heaven. And that force of hope is what helped them endure and persevere in faith and not grow weary when the trials of life persisted, and that they could not be relieved of them until they came out of this world. And I do believe with all my heart that any of us can go through hard times, and I do believe with all my heart that God brings us also in good times. But no matter what, friends, if it's the challenging times or the easy times, we need that blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of His glory divine, and that we are heirs of salvation, purchased of God for a heavenly life that's reserved for us. And here in 1 John, I read to you where He says, when He appears, you see, Jesus is coming again. In Luke chapter 24, if I can take you there, Jesus appeared after His resurrection to His disciples. And it says here, and Jesus, verse 36, Himself stood in the midst of them and said to them, "Peace to you." And they were terrified, frightened, supposing they had seen a spirit, a ghost. And He said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit, a ghost, does not have flesh and bones as you see I have." And when He had said this, He showed them His hands and His feet that had been pierced. But while they still did not believe for joy and marveled, He said to them, "Have you any food?" And they gave Him a piece of broiled fish and some honeycomb, and He took it and ate it in their presence. So important that we know that the same Jesus who was crucified in that same body rose from the dead. It was a resurrected body. We see here a resurrected body, but we see in Revelation chapter 1 a glorified body, and we see the difference. The resurrected body is given life by the Spirit of life in Christ to live in this earthen vessel, But in heaven, we see the majesty of his splendor as God, with eyes of flaming fire, with a face shining like the sun in its strength, with hair white as wool, with his chest girded about with a golden band of the high priestly office he has as the Son of God and the Son of Man, with feet like burning brass, as he has the right to bring judgment to all who do not believe and to bring salvation to all who receive him. Oh, my dear friends, there is such a reward for those who love the Lord as we see in the Lord Jesus Christ. But he appeared to them here and they couldn't believe it. And he said to them, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and Psalms concerning me. Listen now. And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. And then he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remissions of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. Behold, I sent the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you're endued with power from on high. And I continue reading in Acts 1, verse 9. And now when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, angels, who also said, men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. Oh, he's coming again. He's coming again. Glory to God in the highest, that we're going to all be part of his coming who believe upon him. Now listen, Daniel chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. I was watching in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man, Jesus is called the Son of Man, coming with the clouds of heaven. Remember, a cloud caught him out of their sight and took him up to heaven. A cloud represents the witnesses, Moses, Elijah, and all the saints of heaven. They took him up. They had been taken out of the bosom of Abraham and brought into the heavenly house prepared for them when Jesus was risen from the dead. Oh, what a glory, what a glory, what a glory. And I saw in the night vision, and behold, one like the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven. And he came to the Ancient of Days, the Heavenly Father, and they brought him near before him. Then to him, Jesus, was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom is the one which shall not be destroyed. Daniel was shown this so many hundreds of years before it came to pass, that all had been prepared before by the Father, that Jesus would be crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that he would be both Lord and Christ in the power of an eternal life of sonship revealed as the Son of Man, the Son of God. Oh my goodness, friends, to think that this Jesus is coming again. He is coming again. And when he appears, I believe, my dear friends, that we will be found ready before him, because he knows how to prepare his own. I feel the preparation of his Spirit in me. I do. I feel the constant drawing, the constant perfecting, the constant longing and yearning and groaning of his Spirit in me to present me without blame in the presence of my loving Heavenly Father. I see that he longs for the reward of his labor. Isaiah 50. 3:11, to make us all accepted in himself and well-pleasing to the Father, to the praise and the glory of his accomplished work. I so feel the Holy Ghost calling you that are watching these devotions. Please share it with others. The Lord is calling you. He's calling you. And he says, come. Come, let me catch you up with me in the heavenly life. I have a place prepared for you so that where I am, there you may be also. Jesus, my dear friends, is the way into that heavenly life. And he's coming again here in the Gospel of Mark. It says of Jesus in chapter 13, verse 26, it says, then Jesus said, they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. Oh, my Savior is coming again, and we will see him. And I believe that day is nearer than when we first believed. And it is so important today as we abide in him that we live in the readiness for his appearing. It says here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7, and to give you who are troubled rest with us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power when he comes in that day to be glorified in his saints and to be admired among all those who have believed, because our testimony among you was received. Now, my friends, I pray that we live in that readiness for his coming by abiding in him. Let me close with you from Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27 and verse 28. And as it is appointed for man to die once, but after this, the judgment, so Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. And to those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time apart from sin for salvation. Jesus is not coming again to deal with our sins. That was all accomplished and completed at his first appearing when he bore our sins to Calvary and bore them all on the cross so that whomever believeth upon him would not perish but receive the everlasting life that he comes to reveal at his appearing. When he comes to be hallowed, glorified in you and me, so that he might present us in himself, holy, acceptable, and well-pleasing to the Father, to the praise and the glory of his accomplished work. And I charge you by the Holy Spirit, live ready for his appearing by abiding in him. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a good day. Thank you.